This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main said that the Dibang Multipurpose Project marked a significant step forward in the efforts to harness Arunachal Pradesh's vast hydropower potential. Mr. Main said this during his visit to the project site in Lower Dibang Valley District yesterday. He also deliberated on infrastructure improvements associated with the project and maritime boating from the dam site towards Anini. Mr. Main informed that the bypass road for Rowing, Pasighat and Gerakamukh has been proposed with the central government as it will ease movement of the heavy vehicles carrying construction materials. Later, the Deputy Chief Minister inaugurated the newly constructed building of Dambuk Police Station and laid the foundation stone for the conservation of Bongal Yapgo War Memorial Heritage, a historic site that commemorates the 1894 Anglo-Abo War, project at Dambuk. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh attended the state-level Gaan Ngai celebration held at Sagolban Ramji Kabui village, Imphal West, yesterday. The celebration program was organized by the state-level Gaan Ngai 2025 celebration committee. During the celebration program, the Chief Minister urged the people of the state to take responsibility and ownership in preserving old traditions and customs irrespective of the religion being followed by any community. The relationship and coexistence among all indigenous communities have existed since time immemorial. Therefore, collective efforts are needed to inculcate the sense of belongingness and oneness in the state. The people should preserve the rich cultural heritage and traditions and honour the legacy of the ancestors, he added. An unruly mob stormed and destroyed a makeshift Assam Rifles camp in Manipur's Kamjong district on Saturday, allegedly in response to harassment and restrictions imposed on the transportation of timber. According to police reports, the mob attacked the camp situated in the Hongbei area of Kasomkulin block, a Naga-majority region. Assam Rifles personnel used tear gas shells and fired into the air to disperse the mob from the camp area, said a police official. The situation turned violent when Assam Rifles personnel allegedly fired shots and deployed tear gas to break up the protest, which further enraged the locals. The protesters, insisting on the immediate withdrawal of the forces, retaliated by destroying the temporary camp. Satish Chandra Dubey, Minister of State for Coal and Mines, conducted a two-day visit to the West Khasi Hills district in Meghalaya. The visit was part of the Minister's initiative to oversee the implementation and progress of various central government projects aimed at the socio-economic development of the region. Upon his arrival, the Honourable Minister was given a warm reception by the district administration. During his two-day visit, Dubey inspected several key projects under various flagship schemes. A meeting was also held at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall in Nongstan to discuss the status and impact of developmental initiatives in the district. The Minister highlighted the need for effective implementation, timely completion and collaboration between central and state governments to maximise benefits for the people. Tura MP Saling Sangma has called on the Department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Personnel, Public Grievances, Law and Justice to expedite measures to make Baljek Airport functional. Despite being constructed decades ago, the airport remains non-operational, occasionally serving as a venue for music festivals. Sangma highlighted this long-standing issue, noting that the Standing Committee responded positively to his request. The committee has asked the state government to provide the required licenses and documents to move forward with the process. Additionally, the MP advocated for the Shillong-Delhi flight to operate daily instead of the current bike weekly. In a heartwarming display of humanity, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and Health Minister Amprin Lingdor turned Good Samaritans on Sunday when they encountered an accident near Malkudok while returning from Sora. A vehicle carrying two tourists from Assam had met with an accident, leaving both occupants with minor injuries. Upon spotting the distressed tourists, the Chief Minister's convoy stopped to offer assistance. The doctor accompanying the Chief Minister promptly attended to the injured, ensuring they received immediate first aid. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akash Rani Shillong. Have a nice day.